With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to reporters in the Pentagon briefing room. He said there's no excuse for his delay in making his prostate cancer diagnosis public.
We did not handle this right, and I did not handle this right. I should have told the president about my cancer diagnosis. I should have also told my team and the American public.
Austin says he's never directed anyone on his staff not to tell the White House he'd been hospitalized. Also at SRNnews.com. Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli singing Amazing Grace at the 72nd National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. It was attended by President Biden, members of his administration, and members of Congress. A new poll says U.S. adults are feeling a little bit better about the economy, but it's not boosting the president's popularity. Donna Warder has more.
35% of U.S. adults who answered the poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, call the national economy good. That's an uptick from late last year's 30% and the 24% from a year ago. While 65% still call the economy poor, that's an improvement from the 75% who called it poor a year ago. And even though stocks have recently been near record highs, economic growth has accelerated, and inflation has returned closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, the poll gives President Joe Biden an only 38% approval rating. Donna Warder, Washington.
Stocks are higher, trying to recover from Wednesday, which was Wall Street's worst in months. The Dow up 94 points, the NASDAQ adding 88 points. This is SRN News. A man faces hate crimes charges for attacking a statue of Satan.
Michael Cassidy didn't appreciate the display set up at the Iowa State Capitol building by members of the Satanic Temple during Christmas time, so he tore it down. Cassidy admits he did it, and his lawyers were expecting a variety of property damage charges. But Iowa prosecutors are charging the defendant with a hate crime on the grounds that he was motivated by his opposition to the worship of Satan, which is a religion under state law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire lawmakers are considering multiple bills that would ban boys from competing against girls in school sports. The Senate Education Committee held a public hearing this week on one measure, which would also forbid males from using female restrooms and locker rooms. New Hampshire is a blue state, but lawmakers are listening to the growing concerns of parents with children in public schools. This is SRN News. A federal judge dismissed Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World Governing District from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue. When a law on its face is constitutional, plaintiffs can't make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Super Bowl is drawing near. If you're interested in buying a 30-second spot, you'll have to dig deep. The cost? $7 million. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.